Blog Talk Radio.
Boy, that was funny. Good evening. Welcome to Healing and Messages from Beyond. This is Sue Fields Del Amante, and I am joined tonight by the awesomely talented Lynn Bleasdale and the super fantastic DC Love. Good evening, ladies.
Hi.
Hello, hello.
Hi,
it's an honor to be here with you ladies.
It's always an honor to work with both of you. So how's everyone doing tonight?
Very good.
Oh, I'm doing good. And, you know, I'm even better because you guys are here and we're the three of us connected. It is such a synergy of energy that I vibrate and I feel like so amazing.
Yeah, very much.
Definitely. Does anyone have any special announcements they want to make or anything they want to share tonight?
I don't. How about you, Lynn? Is there anything that you'd like to share?
Just that the name Edward has come in. We have somebody who calls himself Edward has joined us.
Oh,
well,
beautiful. Well, hopefully we'll figure that out with the callers. I feel that as well. I feel like the energy.
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
Has just joined us. It's like this energy has just joined us. So, welcome.
You know what? There's a J name that came in now that's stepping next to Edward. It's a man. So maybe when we bring in the callers, they'll be able to help us, you know, if it's someone for them. But I have a J name with Edward.
Yeah, would you say it would be James, perhaps?
Okay.
You know, we have a huge queue of spirit.
I'm getting John.
Well,
I'm getting John.
John.
You know,
okay. Go ahead, Sue.
Could Edward and John possibly be the same person?
Oh, like as in two names?
Yes.
There you go.
Yes, like John Edwards.
Really,
well, there's a John Edwards psychic.
Oh,
and I'm getting
the reason that the spirit is...
Yes, go ahead.
The reason that I asked is I have an Uncle Eddie that is on the other side. He always went by Eddie, but his name was John.
Oh, my gosh. Wow.
Oh, guys, I just had a flash from the light, so I would take that as a validation. The light just flashed to that.
Wow.
I think that you're trying to really have that, like, sense of security that you're wanting in your life. You know, like you're not where you want to be presently?
Yes.
Okay.
He's just saying,
do you have funny, like some fun with him? Like there was really some stories maybe that you could tell? Because he's just laughing and saying that he's calling you Susie Q.
Yep.
So I don't know.
Yeah, he was a great guy.
He was a lot of fun, yes. Oh, my gosh.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, and there's a lady stepping forward. I don't know if she's for you, and it's with an A name. I think you knew her when you were very young. You didn't know her in adulthood.
Is it the lady that's associated with my mom that always steps through?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
I have no idea who she is. She's somebody that my mom knew years and years and years ago, and I don't know who she is.
Okay. So she's saying your grandfather, Sue. Your grandfather. You are so much like your grandfather.
Oh, Lord, help me.
Well, I'm sure that she's talking about good qualities.
Okay.
Not bad. No, she's talking, there must be like one of your grandfathers that had really good qualities.
Well,
okay?
My one...
And have you noticed any... Your
Go
one
ahead.
Grandfather?
My
I'm
one grandfather, my mom...
Like,
started out as a very good man, but ended up a very horrible man. Yeah.
Okay, so I'm seeing lights like flashing. Something is flickering. So she's asking you to just like really like start to pay attention.
Okay.
Okay.
Wow, cool.
Okay, so have you noticed like any bulbs or anything, like doing something crazy? Because I'm getting like flickering.
Oh,
like
all the
flickering
time.
Almost like a candle. Okay, well,
yeah,
she's
I like her all the time.
Okay, because she's saying you've got to pay attention. It's not anything wrong with your electrical system. It's fine. So you have spirit, like a lot of spirit, like trying to connect with you, Sue.
Okay.
So that was. That was really cool. What a way to start off the show. Awesome.
Absolutely. Today's just full of wonderful news, isn't it?
And speaking of
yes.
flickering, the light I'm using is going bonkers as you speak. So there's flickering
here. Yes, I feel like I'm vibrating really strongly too. Oh my gosh.
Yeah.
Now what about your pets, Sue? I have to ask because your pets are seeing shadows or something. Like
well,
they're looking. I see your pets like.
That's possible. Buddy's been acting very strangely for almost 2 weeks now. And Chip, he'll act goofy every now and then, but that's entirely possible. My weird cat will not come up to the basement again, so.
Have you seen any, like, little orbs?
Well, you know, I haven't noticed any lately, but with all the issues that I'm having with my eyes, it's hard to tell.
Yes, yes. Okay. So I think that's why the animals are acting a little strange.
Okay. I'll just have to pay closer attention. Uh-oh,
yes.
We lost Lynn.
Okay, she'll come back. Do you
want
to open up the phone lines, maybe?
Absolutely.
Yeah, that sounds amazing.
We have our first caller, area code 216. You're on the air. Can we get your name, please?
Oh, wow. It's Sharon. Hi, from Ohio. First caller.
Hello, Sharon.
Sharon from Ohio. Where in Ohio are you, darling?
The Cleveland area.
Oh, you're way up north.
Mm-hmm.
I'm about two hours southeast of Columbus.
Oh, Columbus is beautiful, too.
Yeah. How can we help you tonight, hon?
Well, I want to see if you see stability this year in my career and with my finances or anything else you pick up, because D.C. always picks up other things, too. But that's the main thing.
I know. Yeah, she's pretty
awesome. Okay, well, Sharon, I'm getting like this month I keep hearing. Okay, so possibly, like, towards the end of the month, things will really change up for you, okay? And they're going to be better than you could have even hoped for.
By the end of this month,
and
yes,
I feel like,
And
I'm feeling there's going to be a woman that's really going to help you out, okay? And Sharon, Spirit is saying you are a person who can really be counted upon, okay? You've got amazing qualities, and people really, like, embrace, you know, being around you.
Okay.
Okay, but I'm just getting like, so I'm getting sort of like, as I'm saying that, I'm getting like sort of like there's like something right now that sort of you're putting up in front of you, like almost like you're blocking where you're supposed to be, okay?
Okay.
Okay, I'm getting
it's
from the past. Not from right now.
Oh, I see what you're saying. Yeah, I'm on guard at work because of my past at my other job. That's probably why you're picking up that.
And there have been
totally
people in your past that were really nasty, but they're not with you anymore, and you're still holding on to the pain of, like, being deceived or something, okay?
Yes.
So you've got to, like, let go of, you know, like, you're safe. You can't worry about other people. You know, you're beyond that.
I know.
So please, you know, don't take that with you. Let go of it.
I know.
Sharon,
you're right.
It doesn't serve you. Okay? And I'm getting emotions and fear. You're filled with emotions, you're filled with fear, and you really got to be able to see things a little bit more logically. I feel like, you know, like your emotions actually do drain you.
I know.
Okay? You need a little bit of break, you know, just to get away from all this. And, you know, like, let go of the emotions attached to money. Just see money as another word for energy, another word for love. And you've got to slow down a little bit. And you've got to, when you get in that state of mind, you've got to stop. Stop where you are and think about something peaceful. Okay?
Okay. I'm not having problems with money. I just want to make sure they're just going to be stable this year. Nothing, you know what I mean? Go on.
But just watch like that. You don't have any fears with money. Like, don't let that come in, okay?
Okay.
And I'm getting like, you know, like there's going to be a lot of happiness coming, and I'm getting, you know, like you're achieving your goals. Let's see. And I just see like this light on your path as you're going. Okay, so is there, as well, I have to ask, is there a special someone in your life?
No.
Okay, because I don't know if you're open to it, but there actually may be a, you know, man coming a little bit older than you, okay?
Okay, I'm very open. I've just been so concerned about my job the past few months. But go on, yes.
Yes.
I'm very open to it.
Okay, I'm getting, you know, it could lead to fulfillment. Lynn is back with us. Okay. Okay.
Fantastic.
Yeah, so just, you know, if you're open to, like, having love in your life, please start making sure you love yourself first, okay?
Okay.
Because I'm getting, like, new beginnings, and I'm seeing beautiful hearts around you. It's going to be exciting, and it's really going to lead to something beautiful, okay? So make sure that you're ready if love does come your way soon, okay?
Okay. That's wonderful.
Okay.
And go on.
Yeah, you know, there are going to be challenges coming, but you're going to be able to, you know, like overcome any challenges.
Okay.
But you know what? I don't know if you're seeing anything. There's just one little path that, like, it's sort of like an area of her life that is sort of like really like testing her, and she's having an issue in like one little area.
Okay. If when I
she's doubting
look
her.
In career, yeah. I'm seeing very calm water, so everything's going to work out there great. Do you get out at all, Sharon, and have fun?
I haven't in a couple months, but yes, I do go out and have fun. I had fun at New Year's and Christmas. Oh, yeah, I do get out.
Okay. Because I keep hearing that you need to take more time for you.
Okay.
And loosen up more, have more fun. You need to be gentler on yourself, kinder to yourself. Don't be so hard on yourself because everything is going to work out perfectly. And have you given up some of your power because of past experiences? You're kind of afraid to say what's on your mind, so you hold things inside.
Yeah, a little bit at my job, yes. I really don't say that much. I don't want to start any trouble with the new, you know, with the women because I'm a new on the block. You know what I mean? Yes.
Because I'm hearing that you need to take back your power and speak up for yourself.
Okay.
Okay.
You're probably right. I do.
And I keep seeing dancing, like an event with dancing. Maybe that's where you're going to meet your special someone. Yeah, and I completely agree with DC. You have to let go of the hurts and the negative thoughts from before.
Okay.
Because it's no longer part of your life. It doesn't serve you.
I know it's not. You're absolutely right.
You're so much better than that.
I know. It was a traumatic. It was just traumatic, that's all.
Yeah.
But you are right. But the bottom line is I know I'm going to succeed at this job. I know it. It's just there's a lot to learn.
Absolutely. And I feel that everything is going to come so much easier and going to be on such an easy, even keel when you let go of the hurt.
Okay.
Have you tried writing it down and letting it go that way?
I actually haven't. I do write in a journal, though, every once in a while.
Okay. It's worked for me in the past, and it's worked for other people that I know. If you sit down and write out everything that has to do with that hurt, and then take it out and burn it under the moonlight and let it go with the smoke and the ashes, it helps so much.
Okay.
You can, I mean, I actually felt the weight lift off of me when I did it.
Okay.
So give that a try.
All right.
Lynn, are you picking anything up for Sharon?
I came in a little bit late, Sharon, but I did pick up the rabbit totem for you.
Rabbit?
Yeah. No, yeah, I just lost the page there. But the it talks about... Oh, I'm sorry about that. I had a great big surge of energy when Sue's spirits came in, and I do think I got knocked offline. Sorry about that. So I asked them to back off and just don't mess with our stuff, guys. So the rabbit totem is a symbol of luck. I'm just waiting for this page to come up.
It's okay.
Coming through, yeah. Does the name Wendy have any significance for you, Sharon?
Wendy. There is a girl at work, Wendy, who was really nice in my first week I started there. She's a nice girl. She's a real nice girl.
Nice.
She's the only person I know named Wendy.
And she's probably the only person there that you're feeling good about, so that's good. Rabbits have been associated with fear because rabbits limit nature, but also with fertility and creativity. And we would take fertility.
I didn't hear that. I'm so sorry.
Did we lose poor Lynn again?
I think we may have. She broke up a little bit, Sue.
Yeah,
and then
she
I think
was.
We lost. Yeah, I actually think we did lose her. Thank goodness.
Oh, wow. Poor thing. Yep, she just dropped off again. Poor.
She did.
You're really messing with her tonight.
Yeah, it is. Spirit sometimes does that. You know, we've just got to, you know, stay on our game, and we're not going to let it bother us. We're just
going
to keep going forward. And, yeah, and we know that it's all going to be, you know, it's going to be fine.
Absolutely.
Thank you, both of you.
Oh, you're welcome, sweetie. I hope it helps some for you.
Thank you.
Listen, you know what? I just want to tell her. Sharon, really fast, like, I got a different totem animal for you. I was seeing a bear, actually.
A bear, okay.
And it has to do with your primal power, your intuition, and I'm getting that, like, the bear has to do sort of like with your ancestral roots, okay?
Okay.
So is there something going back possibly to your parents that is giving you a block and like really like succeeding and doing what you want to do?
No, I'm very happy with the job that I do.
No, I understand that. But what I'm saying is, you know how like when you grow up and like our parents always say, you know, like money doesn't grow on trees, and they give you all of those little things. It's sort of like that stuff that's ingrained into us by our parents.
Yes, I know what you mean.
Yeah, because I'm getting, you're finding a way to come into your own power. You know what, you are a beautiful spiritual warrior, okay?
Okay.
And you're going to do it by using your strength and your intuition. You're going to use them like a synergy, okay? And I'm also getting, you know, you've got like this little bit of star power, and you've got, like I said, this bear, this animal power, and it's just going to be truly amazing, and I'm getting there's going to be a lot of blessings coming your way, okay?
Okay.
Okay, so I just, I like you said, I did see a bear. I didn't see, you know, the totem animal that Lynn was speaking of, you know. But
okay.
I'm just, you know, I'm getting like, watch that power, your primal power and your intuition. When they're like, you know, infused together, it's like a synergy that it's unbeatable, okay?
Okay.
Okay, and just hold on to that. Because I'm getting now, like, we're in the winter months, so they're really coming in, like, stronger during the winter months, like the energies around you, okay?
Okay.
Alrighty, sure. So I hope that helped, hon.
Thank you so much. Have a nice evening, okay? Thank you. You can leave me on. I want
thank
to listen to the reading.
You.
Okay?
Good night.
Good night.
Night.
Okay, ready for our next caller?
Yes.
Area code 347, you're on the air. Can we get your name, please?
Yes, hi, my name is Tanika. Thank you so much for taking my call.
Hi, Tanika. How are you tonight?
I'm okay, so-so.
So-so. How can we help you, hon?
I wanted you to talk to me about a relationship that I have with someone. Well, right now we're kind of not talking. And I wanted to know if it was over, how he feels about me, if you guys see us having a future. His name is Frank, and I have his date of birth and everything if you need. I'm just curious what you see between us.
Okay. Tanika, this is DC. I feel like there's a disconnect right now. Okay. And, you know, things can't always be perfect. Do you really, like, you know, sit down with him and really, like, really talk about things? You know?
I've tried.
Okay, and I'm also getting, like, you guys need a little bit of, like, your own, like, personal time as well. Okay, I just
mean,
okay, you need, like, a little bit of, like, time by yourself, like, just to figure things out. Okay, and Mother Mary is coming in, and she's asking you to really, like, to open your heart, let love come in. I'm getting there may be issues that, if, you know, like, that go back, you know, to your mom. Okay, in regard to love, and Mother Mary is with you, and she's saying that you're holding on to these feelings, hon, okay?
Okay.
So we want to, you know, we want to release those old and heavy emotions that you are carrying that are connected to your mom so that you really can have the love that you want. The guardian angels are all around you, and if you will allow them, you know, they're going to help you to heal your beautiful heart. Okay.
Okay.
They want to come in and they want to help you with this.
Mhm.
There's a lot of beautiful, positive energy, and you just have to be open to it, hon. Okay, and that will help you, you know, in regard to your relationship. Okay, and I'm getting, you know, like you guys have to, you've got to really sit down and talk, either resolve this issue, or you know, or it's going to be time to really, you know, think about, you know, moving on. Because I sort of see Christmas lights, and these Christmas lights are, they're all tangled up, okay? So you've really got to start with you, become aware of your emotions, and, you know, and it goes from there, okay? If you guys can communicate openly, you know, you're going to see that this could be a month of new beginnings for you. But you've got to be able to, no, you've got to, you know, there's got to be an open line of communication, hon.
Right.
You know, there's got to be.
Yeah, because,
and, go ahead, honey.
No, because right now we're, like, just not even talking. I've tried to communicate with him in the past. He just, like, doesn't really let me into his life. He knows I feel strongly about him. We have a strong connection, but he just
so
hasn't really let me into his life. And now it's, like, we're not talking. So I'm, like, are we done? You know, do you still have even feelings for me at all? You know?
Are you having health issues because of it? Because I feel like, you know, there's like, I just feel like there might be some health issues popping up in regard, you know, because of the relationship. You're holding on to a little bit of negativity, and you've got to really start to focus on you and take care of you, okay? It's really, really important, okay? You've got to notice the mind-body connection, and you've got to stay positive.
Mm-hmm.
The angels are with, and they're saying, you know, don't lose hope. you know, this situation can be resolved, but you guys have to really, you've got to, you know, be able to relax and be able to, like, to talk, you know?
I
would.
There's
a lot of negativity.
I don't know where his head is at.
But you know what? The only person we can control is ourselves, honey. And you've got to let go of the negativity, too, that you're holding on to, okay? And then when we let go of the negativity, like, that's part of the, you know, that's part of the solution. And I'm just getting, like, there's so much negativity within you, too, that you're holding on to. And I'm not saying it's, you know, it's not valid, but it's not helping you and it's not helping him or the relationship, okay?
Mm-hmm.
So I'm getting, like, if it doesn't change at all, it's going to get really, really intense for you guys, okay? I'm just hoping that you allow, like, the angels and Mother Mary to come in and to really help you with this, okay? If you call upon them, you know, and have faith and allow them to come in and help you to feel more relaxed and to get rid of those mother issues, I think that that could help, like, quite a bit. Because I feel like there's a lot of worry with you with the future. There's a lot of insecurity, okay? And that doesn't help, you know, it's not helping the situation either. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
So, like I said, the only person we can control is ourselves, hon. Okay. And that's what I'm getting. And I see a swan around you because the swan is a representation of love and, you know, soul love. And the swan, like, you know, that's one of your totem animals that is with you. And it's going to give you, you know, some inspiration in regard to love. Okay. So if you'll allow, like I said, the swan is going to be around you and really to help you in this area. So what do you have, hon?
Hi, Tanika. What I'm getting the image of is someone standing, banging their head against a wall. Just complete, total frustration. And I agree with DC, there's no communication. And if you're putting all your effort forward, you're trying to communicate, and he's not reciprocating, what does that tell you? You are such a beautiful, loving woman. You have a heart of gold, and you have so much to offer to the right individual. Why would you not want to find that perfect person for you that's going to talk with you and share with you and care about you as much as you care about them?
Right.
I mean, it just, that's the image I get, is just total frustration and someone just standing and banging their head against the wall. I think you have way more to offer, and I get the feeling that you aren't really your true self around him either, that you hold back. There's things that you would like to say and things that you would like to do that you're not opening up because you don't think he's going to receive it.
Yeah.
Does that sound familiar?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I get kind of shy about him because I'm really affectionate and loving and I have a lot of feelings for him. But I don't know, he just is different from me. He's a sweet person, but he's just different from me in that department, I guess. So I can see what you mean with that.
Absolutely. He can be a wonderful guy, but not for you.
And you can, so we have Lynn is coming in as well, and she's saying, you know, Tanika, you've got to realize that the lessons will keep being repeated until you learn them. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
She's getting an image of, like, hammering at a door. That's not going to open it. So I feel so, like, she's got to work on herself.
Yes.
And really, you've got to love yourself because you're the most important person in the relationship.
I agree, and with so much to offer to the right individual.
Yes.
And I honestly don't think he's the right one for you, honey. I'm sorry to say it, but I really don't. He's not going to give you what you need. But I completely agree with DC. You have to get yourself where you need to be first. And it's going to be, I mean, there is love out there for you. When you love yourself and you can be yourself around that person, you're going to know that's the right one. If you can't be who you truly are, that's not the right person for you.
Yeah. I don't know. Like, we just had, like, a really sweet connection, and I just didn't know what it meant, you know, because we were together all these last couple months, and now I don't really know. Like, we kind of have gone silent. So, and we're still polite to each other. It's not like we're mean. He's not mean.
Right.
I don't really know what to make of it. But I know what you're saying.
I feel that he could be a really good friend, but not a life mate. You guys could relax and have fun with each other, but I don't feel that he's the right one for you for a life mate. You don't complete each other.
I agree, Sue. She's ready for commitment.
Yeah.
You know?
And he's ready for fun.
Yes. He's like happy-go-lucky and wanting to have fun. And he's looking for new and exciting experiences, you know? So I just feel like you're on two different paths almost.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's what he's about. Like, that's what he's about. That's what he's thinking.
I feel so. Yeah.
Yeah, I do too, you know. I mean, it's a physical relationship, like, you know, but I'm just getting, you're so, like, you're well-balanced emotionally, you're well-rounded, you're sensitive, and I just feel like you're on, like, two different, like, levels, you know?
Mm-hmm.
I agree.
And just, you know what, you've got to, you know, give it a time frame, and then after that, you've got to decide, you know, what you're going to do, hon, okay? Because you're on a journey to be with the person that you truly want to be with, that really loves you the way that you should be loved. There's going to be a mature, dependable, romantic, beautiful person waiting for you. This person is kind. He's you know, he's compassionate. He's strong, but yet he's gentle. He's emotionally stable. He's dependable. He's compassionate. He's so loving. Now, what I just described, is that the person you're with?
I feel like when we are intimate and with each other, yes, I feel that inside, that he has that in him. But I wish he would just communicate and show it more. But, you know, I'm more demonstrative, and he's less demonstrative.
Okay, I'm getting,
you
like,
know.
Like a K name on Duhan. And this person has, like, lighter hair and almost, like, blue eyes.
Yeah. Frank, he is Italian. He has brown hair and, like, light brown eyes.
Yeah. I'm getting a K name, and I'm getting, like, hair on the lighter end of the spectrum, either blonde or gray or, you know, but, like, lighter eyes, almost like a beautiful blue eyes is what I'm seeing. So you've got to do a little work on yourself and, you know, see where it goes, but give it a time limit. Don't, you know, don't wait too long.
Yeah. Okay.
And call us back. How you doing? We're always here for you, honey, okay?
Always, yes.
All right. Okay.
Well, thank you for calling in.
Thank you.
You have a good evening.
Thanks.
Good night. Okay, our next caller is area code 954. You're on the air. Can we get your name, please?
Hi, ladies. This is Mary. I'm calling from Florida.
Hi, Mary.
Hi,
how
Mary.
Can we help tonight?
Well, it could be a little better. I'm going through some challenges right now. My partner moved out unexpectedly at the beginning of the month, so I'm trying to make up the rest of the rent, which is not going to be too easy. Also, I have a vehicle that I put a lot of money into, and it's still not really operable, so there is money needed for that. And I had some tests done, and my health is needing some repair as well, so I have been working on that. It's just kind of a balancing act right now. I'm just wondering if you see that clearing up soon.
Okay. I'm just seeing, like, presently, like, you know, money's a little bit, you know, tight.
Very tight.
But I'm getting, there, you know, I'm seeing people, like, sort of, like, coming in and around you, that there are going to be people there that, you know, that want to help you, okay? They're going to, you know, offer maybe, like, I don't know, like, some kind of assistance, okay? And they are going to help you. And to really make, like, the right decisions. So I'm getting, like, things are going to get better for you, hon. They are going to get better. Are you working?
I'm on a fixed income. I'm not working, no. I have health issues that I've been working on. And, you know, in order to move forward, I really do need my vehicle so I can get around as well and be sufficient for myself. Yeah.
Right. Mary, is there a woman in your family, a family, like a person, a friend? I'm getting like there's a woman. I can't see like what she looks like, but I know it's an outline of a woman. And she really loves you, and she cares for you deeply. And I'm getting she may be able to help you, like to sort of like do things that you're not able to do, and she's always there to help.
I don't have anyone.
So I'm getting there may be a woman.
Yeah, I don't have anyone in my life at this time. I did have some people like that. They're in spirit.
Oh, cool. Maybe it's a friend. They'll come back into the picture, okay? But I'm getting, you know, I'm getting there's people that are going to come in to help you. They're going to be waiting to help you, and just try to hold it together because I do feel like you said they're, you know, that things are going to work out. I know things are, like, really tense right now, but you've got to have faith, okay?
Mm-hmm.
That's what the angels are showing. You got to have faith. I'm getting the word miracle around you, okay? And you've got to trust, okay, that, you know, the situation, you know, will be, you know, taken care of.
Okay.
I'm seeing, like, you know, like the divine is sending people your way. Okay, and I'm getting, like, the word miracle. Like, something's going to happen. It's not even going to be expected, okay?
Oh, okay.
Okay. So just, you know.
You think it's coming
just
from
just keep, you know, like,
yeah.
Whomever that you resonate with, like, whether it's, you know, like, the divine, the angels, whatever, keep, you know, putting, you know, your intentions out there, talk, like, a conversation like we're having. And I'm getting, you're going to get the guidance that's needed to get through this. You've got to be a little bit patient. It will happen, okay? And I'm getting, you know, it may take a little while because there's free will involved and there's, you know, different people that are involved with this, okay? So don't try to, like, force anything,
yes,
okay?
I'm
if things are going
to... Like with my car, if you see that getting repaired, I've had three different people working on it and two of them kind of ripped me off. And I've just got a referral. I haven't been able to reach the person.
Okay. I'm getting a yes.
Okay.
So don't, like, let everything get out of control. And I'm getting just listen. Like, Spirit is trying to connect with you. Listen.
Mm-hmm.
And you'll get the, you know, the guidance that you're needing. Okay.
Okay.
And pay attention, like, to people around you and stay focused. Okay. And I'm getting, like, you are going to get the help. And I'm getting, like I said, patience, have faith. So just watch for now. Like, don't make any crazy moves, okay?
Right.
And don't.
Oh, I can't.
You're just
saying.
Don't
financially
get upset right
I'm
now.
Not able to do anything. No.
Yeah. Just hang in there, and it will get better, hon. Okay.
Okay.
So, but you've got to sort of come up with a plan. And I do, like I said, I do see someone is coming along. You got to stay rational about this.
Yeah,
just really be conservative with what you do have.
I'm trying to. Yeah.
And okay, so do you have anything for Mary?
I do have a little bit, DC. Hi, Mary. This is Sue.
Hi, Sue.
As DC was talking about outside help,
mm-hmm.
I had written down organizations.
I've been trying to reach numerous places, and it's all been negative. Some of them you do have to go in person, which I'm unable to do at this time.
Right.
And just a lot of, not nothing positive out of that. And I've made a lot of phone calls, and it's not a great time to ask for help because there's so many, especially in my area.
Okay. Yeah, I was picking up on outside help to churches or other organizations in the area.
Yeah,
there's something that is going to be coming through for you very soon.
Mm-hmm. Would it be someplace that I've already called or got in touch with? Because it was like, no, we have no funds and don't expect any and this and that. So, reached out, let them know my situation.
I feel like that could be a good possibility.
Mm-hmm.
It's like I keep seeing groups and organizations
mm-hmm.
that are going to be there.
You think it's somebody that I've already talked to then?
I feel that's a very good possibility.
They weren't too positive when I called. I left several messages and finally spoke to someone who helped a little.
You know what? She's holding on so tightly with fear that she's actually blocking any help from coming in. The fear is so strong. It's like so strong. And Lynn is saying there's a tiger totem that is coming in around you, and it does invoke, solitary power, and it teaches us to really to get that inner strength and confidence that we need and really to stay focused on life, to be persistent, and you are going to achieve your goals. And other animals can be fearful of the presence of the tiger spirit and will, they start to screech out and raise a cry, of alarm to put other prey on alert is what Lynn is saying. So you have to be quiet and, don't draw attention to yourself. Otherwise, you might find yourself meeting a lot of resistance from others. And I truly feel that. Okay, and she's saying it's not uncommon for tigers to easily move prey twice their size, Mary, to another area to consume it. And then they could take several days to eat large animals. So if you worked hard for that prize or achieved a goal after considerable effort, then enjoy it. So you really got to take a little time for yourself right now. Just try to relax, okay, and let go of the fear and allow the flow of good things to come your way. And, if you're going to a store, open a door for someone, grocery store. Just pay it forward a little bit, and the universe will want to give to you. Sue?
I completely agree with that, completely agree. As hard as it is, just take the time and do your absolute best to try to push the fear aside. When the fear starts creeping in, think about something else. Distract yourself with something else. If it's you start getting fearful, pick up a book, sit down and watch a movie, turn on some music. The more you can relax.
I've been donating items and sorting through things that I don't need, clearing clutter. Making myself useful, I'm not, just sitting around.
Yeah, and the more you do that, the more positive energy you're attracting So it will come in for you.
Right.
Just it is, and I know how hard it is, honey. Just try your best to relax and not be so fearful and just let the good things happen for you, because they are going to happen.
You get any time frame when things are going to start, you know, moving at least a little bit, you know, just some positive reinforcement, or things are just going to stop this being stuck.
For some reason I'm getting February. I don't know if that resonates with you, the beginning of February.
Okay, that's a possibility. My next rent will be due then.
But you've got to let go of the fear. You know what? You've got to let go of the fear.
Yeah.
Okay?
Right.
But I'm getting beginning of February.
I think good possibility too, yes.
Yeah, something to look forward to there. All right. Anybody else have anything to add?
I think that's it. And you've got to believe that you deserve this good that's coming your way, and that there is, you know, help for you. There are helpful people. You've got to believe in that.
Yes.
And that, you know, you will be taken care of, okay?
Well, I believe in cause and effect and karma, because when I'm doing well, or I have things coming in my way, I share with others, and I look to see if other people need help as well. That's just who I am.
Now, what about a roommate? Mary, Lynn is asking, what about like getting a roommate?
I'm not even going to explore that, because I had female roommates, I've had a few male roommates, and I don't want to have to pick up the pieces after people. I don't want to babysit people. I don't want to wait on them, clean up after them, any of that. I've had about five of them, and I've had some bad experiences. And especially in this area, I don't have a lot, but what I have, I don't want walking out the door.
Hey, well, Mary, you know what? You're holding on to fear, and you're also holding on to negativity, and that's really affecting finances.
Right, I understand that, but I have to have
I'm
certainly
like a trap. Like an animal is caught in a trap, so you've got to let go of all of that. Let go of those beliefs, okay?
Right. I thought the last one, things were totally going to be different. This is not something I had planned. I really had a very positive feeling things were going to work out, and they didn't. So, you know, I wasn't putting anything negative that it wasn't going to. And I helped the other person because they were in a bind. So,
Well, you know, get in touch with the story, you know, and let us know, like, how you're doing, okay?
Yeah, I do appreciate all your input. You know, it always gives you more thought when you talk to other people. But, I'll wait for those helpful people and expect that to turn up soon.
All righty. Thanks, Mary.
Thank you all very much. Have a good evening.
Thank you, and you too.
Okay, bye-bye.
Bye. Okay. Our next caller is area code 570. Can we get your name, please?
Hi, this is Lynn. I talked to you guys maybe a week or two ago.
Well, hi, Lynn. How are you tonight?
I'm good. Thank you for asking. How are you?
Wonderful. How can we help you, hon?
Well, I'm not quite sure. I have a very good friend, and it seemed like there was a bit of a scuff this weekend, and I don't know how to explain it. She misunderstood what I was trying to tell her, and she's now in a huff, and it kind of disturbs me a little, and I don't know what the outcome is.
Lynn, what I'm hearing for you is try to reach out again and explain yourself to her, and how she receives it is up to her.
I already did.
Okay. You know what your intentions were. You know what everything was behind it. I get like she's hanging on to something else and kind of comparing it.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah, I feel like there's something going on in her life, Sue, and it just, like, it just happened that, like, Lynn was in the line of fire almost, you know?
Yeah, like an easy target.
Yeah, and there's a lot, I'm feeling like this person has conflict with, I'm getting like a family member. She's having conflict with a family member.
Okay.
And just maybe give her like a little bit of time, because I'm sort of like, I see like, you know, like, Spirit is saying like step back a little bit for just a little while.
Okay.
But don't hold on to emotions about this. You can let it go, because I feel like you're starting to hold on to the emotions from, you know, this happening, and you can't do that. Let go of what you're feeling, because it's going to affect your health. You got to just, like, let it out. Write her a letter and explain everything that you want to explain and not give it to her, like, you know, burn it or whatever. But you've got to let go of those emotions, honey, that you're holding on to over this.
Okay. Yeah,
okay.
It's a close friendship, and it's like if somebody else entered her and she's a total different person and got off on a whole different whatever, and it was just like mind-boggling, like what's going on?
Right. And just, you know, take care of you. I'm getting respect yourself, you know, and and just, you know, send love to her, but I would write her a letter and, like, not send it, you know, but just really say what you want to say, because I feel like you have so much that you want to say to her, but you're not going to have the opportunity right now to speak with her. Okay? And Lynn is giving us a song, Let It Be, and I think that's awesome. That's really, really amazing.
Lynn is saying,
you know,
Let It Be?
Lynn can
with
the song Let It Be.
Let It Be.
Oh,
and
okay.
I think that's beautiful.
Yeah.
And you can't,
can't
change people or a waste of energy. So right now I'm sort of seeing like the rabbit, but the rabbit, another, you know, word for rabbit would be hair. You know, and I'm getting, Lynn, you're sort of getting overly concerned about this. Okay? You have common sense. Just use the common sense and, you know, you've got to, like, step back, and your intuition is going to guide you in regard to this situation, but you've got to respect yourself and love yourself enough, okay?
Okay.
Reaching out, I think, would not be right at the, you know, at this time. You've got
to
honor yourself.
Reaching
out again.
Mm-hmm.
It wouldn't be, I'm getting it wouldn't be right at this time.
Okay.
And you know, you're feeling pain because of this, because it was a close friend. I feel the pain, like, really, like, within you. What are you feeling, Sue?
If I'm getting the same thing, you just have to let her do her own thing.
Okay.
Lynn typed out, definitely can't change other people. It's a waste of your energy.
Hmm.
And it's one of those things. You know what your intentions were. You did not say anything for her to react the way that she did. And just like DC said, sit and write her a letter. You don't have to sign it or send it. Just write her a letter. Let everything out. And don't hold on to the feelings. You know deep in your heart that you did not do anything to hurt her deliberately. If she took it wrong, that's on her.
Okay.
And... like the song says that Lynn said, let it be.
Let it be, let it be. Okay. Okay, I appreciate that. Yeah, it was bothering me a little. I'm okay with it. I'm calm with it. The whole thing, it's just that it just was mind-boggling because it was something coming out of nowhere.
Yeah, and there's other energies attached to it, so.
Correct, yes.
It's not you.
You know what? Lynn is saying there's going to be a surprise encounter down the road in the spring, and you're going to be able to really hash it out with her, okay?
Okay.
But, Sue, I feel like her friend is having family issues, and she's really frustrated right now.
Yeah, there's outside energies that are influencing her. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. And I feel it's a close, like a family member is what I'm feeling, and she's just, like, at wit's end with the family member. So it really wasn't you, you know? But just, you know, listen to the song, Let It Be, And please write her a letter. Don't mail it, okay?
Hmm?
Write her a letter telling her everything you're feeling, and then just burn it. Get rid of it, you know? And that way the energy goes on to the paper. But you will connect with her in the spring, and it will work out, you know?
Right, right. Right. Okay.
Do you have anything else for her?
Nope, that's all I have, DC.
Yeah, that's what we have, Lynn.
Oh, thank you so much. I appreciate that. You guys are wonderful. I love you, and thank you so much for all your input, and God bless you both.
Oh, thank you so much.
I'll let Beth know how it goes. You know, when you rehash it with her, and, you know, all is well. We want to hear.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
And, of course, before
thank
that,
you.
If you need
love you.
Have a
love
wonderful
you too,
night.
You too.
Bye. Okay.
That was awesome.
Caller is area code 918. Can we get your name, please?
This is Karen.
Hi, Karen. How can we help tonight?
Hi. I was just calling in to see what messages you guys all had for me. And I wanted to ask my guardian angels a couple of questions. And I thought probably maybe DC might be able to take care of that one for me. But I'm interested in knowing what all you guys have for me anyway.
Well, what questions did you have, hon?
Actually, I was just wondering. One of my angels left me a white feather, and I was curious as to whether that was just my overactive imagination or if that was actually an angel feather for me. And
it was an angel feather, and I'm getting Archangel Michael left it for you.
Oh, well, that's sweet.
What are you holding on to? Because I'm getting like you're holding on to something sort of like from the past, like where, you know, you really need to heal. And Lynn is asking, Karen, do you have a child on the other side?
No, I have no children, although some kids in our family have died.
Okay, because a child on the other side with you. Yeah, go ahead.
Actually, I think I'm trying to think if they actually did. I think the adults died. We had a number of adults, and the kids did not die. I'm quite sure of that. And no, I have never had children.
Okay. Okay. Well, there is a child coming in for you that's around you. I don't know what you're getting, Sue, but I'm getting like an L name. Do you have any idea who that could be? With the letter L, possibly?
Not in our family, unless it's one of my angels. I have a number of guardian angels with name with the letter L, and one of them is named Larry, and one is named Lenny.
Okay.
DC, I'm hearing.
Sue, you know what? What are you getting, Sue?
I'm hearing past life. I think the child is from a previous life.
Yeah, because
I feel
like it's still her. Yes.
I was a child in a previous life in Holland.
No, I think
the
child energy that's coming through was a child of yours in a past life.
I have no children.
That I was
a child in a past life. Yeah.
So that's what I'm getting is unresolved issues from the past. And Archangel Michael is coming in because you brought the pain with you into this lifetime, Karen.
I was afraid of that.
Yes, I
okay.
feel that, you know, like these wounds are still deep, you know, that you've got to heal. You've got to allow Archangel Michael to come in and really help you, because this is the time to really, you know, embrace your life and get rid of all this pain. So this
okay.
is the time, he's saying, allow us to help you and release the pain that you're holding on to.
Does he have any suggestions as to how to do that?
Just simply by asking him to come in and help you, we'll do that, Karen.
Okay? Okay.
And Lynn is saying the child is holding a lamp up for you to see more clearly. So the child is guiding you with the lamp.
Okay. She was lighting candles when I saw her.
Okay. Okay. Yes, that beautiful, like you said, that beautiful child. I'm getting like a female energy. What are you getting, Sue?
As I was picking up a female also, and I'm seeing like frontier days.
Yeah.
So it's entirely possible that it was a lantern with a candle in it.
Yes.
Okay.
And Sue is, and Lynn is saying, you know, the message here is illumination. So I think they're trying
okay.
to, like, really to bring forth, you know, all the issues and pain that you're holding on to and really release them so that you
okay.
can go forward and have that you truly deserve.
This is yet another past life. I know I've had a bunch of past lives. My most recent past life was short, and I died when I was teenager. But before then, I had other past lives. I know I did. I haven't visited them.
I just think, Sue, I'm seeing a beautiful baby. I think that little girl was an infant. I don't think it was it wasn't a test. It was a beautiful little infant.
Could have been.
Yeah, that's possible, yeah. I keep seeing the frontier days. I mean, that's the pictures that I get, and there was more than one child. So I can see you,
yeah.
like, by a well, drawing water with children around.
Uh-huh.
But I agree with DC. This is energies, hurts that you've brought through many, many, many past lives. That you're going to have to go to the angels to help you out to get rid of all of this.
Okay.
You do a lot of meditation too, don't you, Karen?
Yes.
When you're getting ready to do one of your meditations, use that as your key to focus in and get rid of any of the past hurts that
okay.
you've brought into this life.
And I... Angels, they're holding your beautiful baby, Karen.
Yeah.
Your baby's safe.
Angels
are holding this beautiful baby. And they're saying, please, you know, like, please, Karen, allow us to help you. Let go of all the worry. Let go of the pain. Let go of the negativity. Okay? It no longer serves you. Let go of the burdens you're holding on to, hon. Release. Release all that is not love.
Okay.
And you've got to trust. You don't have to worry about the hows and all that other stuff. Just trust and allow the angels to really to help you with this.
Okay. I have another question. Actually, it's just a message. I wanted to let my angel Ellie know that I was sorry that I didn't pay attention to him today. And I think he's okay with it.
Oh,
he's laughing. Karen knows you, right, Sue?
they're definitely okay when we don't talk to them like we should. They know that life gets in our way, and angels and spirits don't have the negative feelings that humans do.
Oh, I know that.
don't ever worry about that. They understand.
But you know what I'm getting
tried
so, like,
very
don't
hard
worry about
to
it.
Help me, and I
yeah, don't worry about
I,
it.
I didn't follow his directions.
You see, and it's okay, but where's the sweets? Where's the chocolate? That's what I'm getting. You know, don't worry about it, but where's the sweets, Karen? Where's the chocolate?
Okay, well, he's already got some. I got him some more. So.
Okay, well, he's happy. He's happy. He's just like, you know, as long as you have chocolate, all is good.
Okay. I got you.
Absolutely. Well, I hope we were able to help you some, Karen. Give us a call back soon and let us know how you're doing.
Oh, I sure will. Thank
all
you
right.
so much, all of you.
You're welcome. You have a great night, hon.
God bless you. Have a good night.
You too. Thank you.
You.
Bye.
Bye.
Now I'm going to be searching for chocolate, so.
You had to bring up chocolate, and I don't have any in the house.
Her. It was her. Her guide eats a lot of sweets, chocolates. Oh, my goodness.
Okay. Our next caller is area code 863. You're on the air. Can we get your name, please?
Hi. Good evening, ladies. This is Julia.
Hi, Julia. How can we help you tonight, hon?
Well, I'm hoping the angels can provide some guidance. I'm hoping this is going to be the year that I connect with a life partner, a love mate. It's like everybody has a, you know, the soulmate or twin flame or I never really know what to call it. So I just started calling it a life mate because that's really what I want. I want that special someone to grow old with.
Oh, beautiful. Mm-hmm. Well, Julia, this is me. I'm getting that, like, the angels are saying this is going to be your year, okay? And it starts with you focusing on you and what you're wanting. And there's a little bit of repressed emotions that you're holding on to. You've got to let go. You've got to do something that makes you feel good. You've got to take care of yourself, body, mind, and spirit, okay? So in order to have love come your way, you've got to let go. And are there certain things that you, like, you perceive, like, in a relationship? Because I'm hearing let go, let go. This is going to be a year of change for you, and you're going to grow, like, in so many different areas, hon. You're going to have more self-confidence. I'm getting, you know, you're really going to connect with your passion this year, and you are going to really love yourself more. And when you do, you're going to be unstoppable. You're going to have what it is that you're wanting, okay? But I'm getting, you've got to decide, hon. You've got to decide. What is it? What are you not clear about?
Yeah, I don't know.
Okay, and are your expectations of love, are, you know, are they realistic when you're looking for that partner?
Yeah, I think so.
Okay, because I'm getting, like, you've got to detox some of those negative thoughts, hon. Okay?
Okay.
That's what the age, they're showing me. Like, there's some negativity that really has to be let go of, okay? And, you know, make a list of the qualities that you want in that special someone and the qualities that you do not want, okay?
Okay.
And I'm getting, like, I don't know, are you getting, like, anxious? Watch, you know, just watch your anxiety, okay? Because I'm getting, like, a feeling of, you know, being a little bit anxious. But you will, as the year progresses, I do believe that you're going to take better care of yourself. You're going to really focus on you. You're going to nurture you. And this is going to be the way that you meet someone. Okay?
Okay. Okay.
Okay. And Linda's saying, how about, like, nature? Do you go to any kind of, like, nature-based events, like hiking, bird watching? Do you connect with the nature at all?
I need to get more out in nature.
Cool.
Yeah. Just started,
and that's what
she
just said, Lynn, that she needs a dose of nature. So that sounds amazing. And Sue?
if I was getting almost the same thing that Lynn was, that you're going to meet somebody at an event that you go to, something that's planned, and the nature idea is really great, but that's what my question was to you. Do you get out of the house enough to do things to meet people?
Yeah, that's definitely an area I need to work on to get myself out there. Yeah.
Because the right person's not going to come knocking on your door.
Right, I get that.
Yeah, you got to
put your... Even if he did come knocking, Sue, if he comes knocking, she better be ready. Because
absolutely.
If the right guy comes back, then
absolutely.
It's not going to work, you know? Yeah.
Yeah. Start getting involved in some community things, or like Lynn said, the bird watching. Maybe if there's a book club in the area, or how they have those little groups where you can go and paint and have a glass of wine. Different venues like that, that you're putting yourself out to different groups of people so you can meet more often. And you can meet more people.
And Lynn is saying you might actually meet someone that's really loving nature, and they could possibly be the perfect match for you. And sort of bringing out your wild side. You need to let down your hair a little bit, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, I definitely do. Yes. I need to bring that.
And see, when you smile like that, you're smiling and you're laughing, and you know what? People are going to notice that. That was just really so beautiful when you laughed, and I could see you smiling. That was awesome.
Oh, thank you. I'm ready for some really good changes to come in my life. I just feel like I've been in a bit of a rut, and I know I need to make changes, but where I live here, I feel like I'm kind of a little isolated, so I haven't gotten myself out to make friends, so I need to start taking steps to get myself out and start exploring more. It's something I know I need to do. It's just, like DC, what you were saying about the anxiety. I do that. I get anxious when I'm out of my element, out of my comfort zone. But I know that that's part of my growth is to get out there and,
Okay. And Lynn is saying, and Lynn is saying find 5 things every day that restores your sense of wonder. And that's an awesome suggestion. And I'm hearing the song by Shania Twain, Man, I Feel Like a Woman. Okay.
Yeah.
So you've got to go totally crazy. You've got to go totally crazy, get wild, and feel how wonderful that feels. Let go of those inhibitions. Have some fun, okay?
Yeah.
So really, listen to that song, and I think it's going to help you, hon.
Yeah.
And Julia, sit down and make a list of exactly what you want out of life. For yourself, in a partner, everything and anything that interests you, that you want out of life, and put your intentions out to the universe. Be as specific as you can be, because the more you put your intentions out there, the more that the positive will come back into your life.
That's a great idea.
Because you can't just say, I want to meet somebody to spend my life with. No. Like me, I want to meet someone that's over 5'6", that is, dark hair, has a good steady job, loves nature. Be specific on exactly what you want. And don't hold anything back, because it's just between you and the universe.
Yeah. You know what I think I'm going to do is I'm going to take my notepad and go to the park tomorrow. And work on just what you said. Just start writing out, specifically what you said about the life and the life part.
Yes.
Because it does take, deliberate intention if you want to find that special partner. And make a list of the qualities you do not want them to have as well. Okay?
Yeah. Yes. Yeah.
So really, you've got to be there. You know, really be as specific as you can, because Sue has got her list down to a T, and those angels are not going to have any trouble finding her guy. So.
Yeah. You know, I've got to get myself out and look for employment. Is there any guidance around, you know, job opportunities or any suggestions or recommendations about finding work?
Were you ever a teacher or thought about teaching something?
No, I haven't been a teacher.
Do you have a special skill that you can teach other people how to do? Or a hobby that you like doing that you could teach other people?
Nothing really comes to mind. I like helping people, and if I know how to do something and, you know, there's somebody who needs help with it, I'm always quick to, hey, you know, let me help you out with that or whatever. But
yeah,
or, you know, take, you know, teaching it, I mean, nothing is coming to mind, but I'll definitely, you know, tuck that away.
Yeah, that's what I heard teacher, leader, instructor, you know, something along that line. I don't know.
You've got to be open to, you know, whatever it is that you're interested in. And I sort of feel like when you're walking, your feet aren't touching the ground. You've got to be a little bit more grounded, okay? Lynn typed ESL. Do you know what that means?
I have no idea what that means.
Yeah, we're not that good.
Yeah.
Well, you know, it's your angels. Okay, life skills, helping people with language and life skills. That's what she's saying, helping people with language and life skills.
Oh, okay.
Have you ever, you know, thought about that? She's saying English as a second language. Okay. Consider yourself to be a healer, hon? Because I'm getting that. So she has these beautiful gifts, and she, too, is a healer.
You know, it's funny because I was in a nursing home. So I wonder if in some field in a nursing home that she could help people with their life skills and languages.
Yes, yes.
Okay.
And that would be in with the healing field, too. Wow.
Well, I was going to maybe sign up with a local temp agency just to kind of help me, you know, get a foot in the door, see if, you know, because I feel like I need some assistance because I haven't worked in a while.
Yeah. And a lot of the temp agencies have, like, a test you can take for placement so they can see where your interests lay and they can place you in that field.
Okay.
Do you like flowers at all?
Just to smell them and see them. You know.
Okay, because I may be getting like healing flower essences. You've got a gift with animals. I mean, there's going to be a lot of different avenues that you could, you know, explore, but it, ultimately you've got to decide that you want to change and, you know, what direction you want to go in. Okay?
Yeah.
The angels can help with that. What do you do if you had spare time? What is it that you like to do?
I read or, you know, like maybe programs.
Okay, how about writing? Did you ever think of possibly, I'm getting that you have some, like, you know, you have some beautiful wisdom within to really share with others. Have you ever thought about, like, writing?
The only writing I do is I'm like a note taker. I'm always jotting stuff down, but as far as, you know, writing for the sake of writing, You know, sometimes I just, you know, like you guys were saying, you know, write down, you know, what you want as far as a life partner or, you know, stuff like that. You know, I write like stuff like that, but I haven't really written.
Okay.
Other than just
writing, and I'm also standing there and talking to people. You can, you know, you can, there's some kind of teaching involved in your path as well.
All right. Well, maybe that's something that'll unfold as I go kind of thing.
Yeah, the easiest way to get it to unfold is just connect with your joy. Do what you love. You've really got to, you know, you've just like looking for that special someone, you've got to sit down and really spend some time and think about what it is that you desire. I mean, we can't do that for you. That comes from you.
Right.
You've really got to know what it is that, you know, that you want to do, you know? Listen to what you're getting within.
Explore, yeah. I think I just need to explore because I was in wife and homemaker mode for so long that I haven't really thought of myself outside of that, you know, that person. But now I'm divorced and starting over, so it's like
okay.
I need to explore more to find out who I am now that I'm not somebody's wife and somebody's mother. You know, I need to figure out who I am when I'm just me. So I think I need to explore more. It's just, you know.
Right.
It's just.
And I'm
know,
getting, like, do what you love and the money will follow.
Okay.
You know, when you figure out what it is that you love, you know, you can make money at it, okay?
Well, good.
Do you have friends? I'm getting, like, people are supporting you, they're helping you.
Yeah, no, I really don't have a support system here.
Oh.
That's part of why I haven't really got out because, you know, I wish, you know, that I had a friend because, you know, it's always easier to go out and do things when you have a friend kind of be your partner in crime, as they say, you know. But,
and Louise.
To do too. So I've been a little resistant of, you know, because I'm mid-50s and getting out there, you know, is a little, you know.
Honey, you've got to focus on you. I'm getting that you're going to be fine. You've really got to focus on you, and you've got beautiful energy, and you're going to really use that energy, and you're going to be this beautiful new person. And it's just going to be you, but you're going to identify, you know, with your own identity as a person. So I'm getting success around, and I'm getting, you know, like you are going to have, you know, a really beautiful job that's going to, you know, be really rewarding. There's a lot of talent that is within you. You've got to tap into that talent.
Okay.
So you've got to figure out what that talent is, and you've got to know that you deserve all that life has to offer, okay? So I see a lot of four-leaf clovers around you, and I'm getting soon. So really start, you know, thinking about your happiness, what makes you happy, and that's a good, you know, place to start on, okay?
Okay. Well, I'm definitely going to do like I said and take my notepad and go down to the city park, and they've got a little pond or, you know, a little lake, and just, you know, sit there and get some fresh air and
put
the water and the dust.
Perfect.
So I think that'll be a great way to just, you know, be in nature and think about what's next. So thank you so much, ladies.
Well, thank you for calling
in,
Julia. Call us back and let us know how everything goes for you.
All right. Thanks so much and have a great night.
Thank you. You too.
Thank you. Good night.
Bye. Well, we're down to our last 5 minutes.
Goodness.
Do
really,
you
really beautiful.
Yeah.
Well, what is... I see a little raccoon, and the raccoon is clapping its hands. Thank you, Lynn. Well, you know what, Sue? How about everyone know about our network and what we've been up to?
Absolutely. It's our Sacred Embers Network is expanding. We now have shows that are going to be on every day of the week. on Sundays, Love and Amazing Grace with Barbara Grace Reynolds and DC Love. And they will be on at 1 o'clock Eastern. Monday is Healing and Messages from Beyond with DC Love, Lynn Bleasdale, and myself, Sue Fields Del Amante. Tuesdays, Carrie Ann Hartley will be starting a new show called Medium Connections. Do you know what time her show is going to be on, DC? Is that going to be on in the 8 o'clock?
You know what? Presently, I do not know because she is in California. So California is 3 hours behind us. So we don't have that. I don't think we have that information quite yet, Sue.
Okay. And then Wednesday is Divine Connections, and that's at 8 Eastern with Lynn Bleasdale, Jody Higgins, and myself. Thursday is Enter the Light with Jan Drake Bakke, Ryan Adragna, Denise Marstand, is it Ramon? Michael Christopher and Dennis Miranda at 8 Eastern. Friday is Be Here Now with Heather Falana and Tina Godin at 8 Eastern. And then Saturday is DC Love and Brenda Pierce.
Yes.
We have.
And so, you know what? I want to take a moment to mention you are one of the most beautiful people that we know, and everybody that knows you loves you. And we do have a fundraiser going on for Sue. And you could connect with myself, DC Love. You can connect with Lynn Bleasdale, but Sue does have a GoFundMe page, and if you're able to help, you know, please help us to help Sue, because she never thinks twice about helping others, and you're in a, in a situation presently, you do need a little help from others, Sue, and you never ask. So we did start a GoFundMe, and again, like, if you could help, guys, please, you know, do whatever you can. You could check out, you know, the GoFundMe. You could check out my page. I keep posting it. Lynn posts it. But we honor you, Sue, and we hope that, you know, that you truly get what you deserve, because you put out so much energy and love to others, and we wanted to come back to you as well.
Thank you so much. I truly do appreciate it.
And we want to thank Lynn, because Lynn is the one that, you know, got it up and running, and she's really been doing quite a bit with our Sacred Embers Network as well.
We have
a Sacred Embers Facebook page, correct?
Yes.
Your GoFundMe, I guess, at the top of the page. Yes.
Yes. And
so please,
that
if you guys...
The Sacred Embers Facebook page is a safe place if anybody needs any healing, any help. Whatever it is you need, we are always there for you. And there's no judgment, just as much help as we can give.
Definitely. Well, I thank you, Sue, and I thank you, Lynn. You guys rock, and this has been another amazing evening.
It has. It really, really has been just phenomenal. The energy was crazy with everything coming through at the beginning of the show, and we did have a few technical issues. I'm really sorry to any of the callers that got dropped with the issues that are going on. It's just so much energy sometimes affects the technical side too.
It does, but you know what? We will always figure out a way to get the messages to people. So,
absolutely.
We'll get in that power, Sue. And we thank everyone. Please join us again next week and check out all the other shows. There's a show for every day of the week.
And
you guys. I love you, Sue. Love you, Lynn.
I love you. And you can reach any and all of us on Facebook. And thank you so much, everyone, for joining us tonight. And spread the word and call back again. Love and
blessings. Blessings. Night, everyone.
Good night.